Chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the false circumcision. For we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I myself might have confidence even in the flesh. If anyone else thinks that he has confidence in the flesh, I yet more, circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. However, what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ. More than that, I count all things to be a loss compared to the far greater value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and count them nothing but refuse, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained, or am already made perfect, but I press on, if it is so that I may take hold of that for which also I was taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not regard myself as having taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting the things which are behind, and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, think this way. If in anything you think otherwise, God will also reveal that to you. Nevertheless, to what we have attained, let us walk by the same rule, being of the same mind. Brothers, be imitators together of me, and note those who walk this way, even as you have us for an example. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you with tears, live as enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who think about earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body into the likeness of his glorious body, according to the power by which he is able even to subject all things to himself.